This is CKMS Radio Waterloo, 102.7 FM. You are listening to From the Void with me, Christopher Scherz.
Just a bunch of Polybrew stuff. I've been messing around with my Polybrew a whole lot recently. Just continuously falling in love with the synthesizer. Listen to this. I've got some tasty tunes lined up. I'm playing a whole bunch of songs in a row by one musician. They're meant to be listened to in this order. And it's probably the last thing you'd expect while you're in the void. Now, we're not going to go there quite yet. Not right off the bat. We're going to do some songs that are just perfect void songs first. And I think we're going to go with a song by a band called Flat Earth Society. Now, believe it or not, there is a lot of people that believe the Earth is flat. Some of them make some pretty good arguments. There's some logic behind some of the flat earthers. Now, I know you're probably thinking, what do you mean, logic? But it's, you'd have to do some research about it. I remember one time going down a rabbit hole of hours and hours, documentaries on YouTube of people who believed the Earth was flat and why they did. And I found some of it compelling. But part of it that really freaked me out is I was telling someone about it a little while later, and they wanted to see some of these videos. And I tried to show them these videos on YouTube, and they'd all been taken down. Because apparently they were fake news, dangerous for you to listen to. I thought they were very entertaining. So I want to know, what's dangerous about believing the Earth is flat anyway? Whatever. This is Little King Inc. by the Flat Earth Society. All right.
Watson show. He goes cha cha da da cha da cha cha da da cha da da cha cha da da cha 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 da cha cha da cha.
From a label called Ipecac Records, which is run by Mike Patton. Run or owned, financed, I'm really not sure. Pretty much everything Mike Patton does is released through that label. And I like almost everything that's out on that label, except for some of the punk rock kind of thrash metal stuff. I like everything else, like Flat Earth Society. Up next, I want to play a song that came out yesterday by a band called Squid. We played Squid before. The song is called The Blades. I don't know if it's going to be on an album or not. It's the single's called The Blades. That's how it was released. And it says O Monolith on the artwork. So maybe O Monolith is the name of the new album. Either way, Squid is a wonderful band that's sort of part of this bleeding edge of music. Very similar to a band called Black Midi, who have also played before on the show. They just have something different about it. reminiscent of all sorts of other stuff that came before, but it also has that special something that makes it new.
We spin. We dive. The plates can change your mind. We spin. We dive. The plates keep you safe tonight. And all your broken bones, joyriding in the sky. And all you poor, poor thing, you glowing people lost your way.
All those cameras from up high, they make you all look great. Joyriding in the sky, the blades will make you pay.
He spins, he dives. Oh, what's the noise outside? Panes of glass, an action man playing God for a job. I spin, I dive, I whirl around asleep. Trying, at least. Won't they stop? Come back. city.
So up next, I think we'll go with that musician I mentioned earlier. This guy, he's very popular right now. I'm not sure, when I say very popular, I don't even know how you measure popularity anymore. I don't know if it's Spotify listens or YouTube views. Is it still the Billboard charts? Is it Casey Kasem in the top 40s? I don't know anymore. But this guy, right before Christmas this year, or right around that time, this guy's video was popping up all over YouTube. People were reacting to it. Everybody's suggesting it to their friends. A friend suggested it to me. And the song is amazing. It's one of those I wish I wrote it kind of songs. It speaks to me very deeply. His name's Ren. The song was called High Ren. Now, I'm not going to play High Ren. It's not, you know, if you know High Ren, listen to it. It's wonderful. And if you don't, I mean, if you do, anyway, you know what I'm trying to say. This is a group of songs called The Tale of Jenny and Screech. And this is another example of what makes Ren so great. This one isn't nearly as manic and self-aware as High Ren, his big song. This is a story. It's a tragedy. It's Shakespearean. It's beautiful. So this is The Tale of Jenny and Screech by Ren.
It was a cheerless night in London. It's always like that after a storm. The rain ceased fire on its siege on the Capitol and rolled like teardrops down its walls. It's as though the city was sobbing, like this concrete kingdom weeps. For never was there a story more tragic than the tale of Jenny and Screech. Jenny walked alone, she was dragging her feet. She was heading back home to sleep. Well, she knew this town, she knew this floor, 'cause she walked it about 1,000 times before she wanted to escape. Can you blame? Well, on the very same night, in a different place, there was this hooded young youth by the name of James. He was 14 years old, and out of his brain, he'd been smoking ganja with the boys. James, he grew up to be a kid of the street. His mates called him Screech, he was quick on his feet. He was a liar, a thief, but 14 years old, the devil had set his sights on his soul. As Jenny walked home all alone, she felt scared. Usually she was alright, but it's like there was something in the air. A divine intervention telling her to beware. Or maybe intuition bugging her and making her so scared. Sirens sound in the distance to the beat of Jenny's feet. A symphony of the night that echoes crime on London streets. Jenny turns a corner when their eyes they meet. Oh, poor girl Jenny. and a boy named Screech.
Give me all your money, bitch, give it to me. If you cooperate, then you'll soon be free. I want your purse and your phone, don't fucking look at me. I'm eating it, bitch, are you listening to me?
Jenny freezes statue like a lady-shaped stalagmite. Fear like liquid nitrogen in the dark night. She tried to find strength to move, but stayed as still as a statue in high-heeled shoes.
What the hell you playing at? You're playing games with me? I swear to fucking God, I'll slice the rosy off your cheeks. You think I don't mean it, go? You don't know me. The last thing you see will be a boy code.
Screech reached for the sheath of the blade with the teeth that could bite through steel and slice concrete. And he swung possessed with the devil in his chest, and the statue that she was turned to butter within a breath.
It was a quiet, dark night on an empty street somewhere in London City. Jenny lay still on the cold concrete. She's found somewhere to sleep. Oh, well, she knew this town, she knew this floor, 'cause she walked it about 1,000 times before. I guess that she escaped. And it's such a shame.
Out like Big Ben, the Screech, the boy, where did he go? He melted into the black night just like snow.
Patrick, man, let me in, please open the door. I think I fucked up, Patrick, really fucked up, man, I'm not sure. I got crazy, left the lady lying still on the floor. I think I killed her, Patrick, come on, man, I can't knock no more.
But Screech kept on knocking till his knuckles became sore. But there's no sign of Patrick down at number 54. No refuge for our villain, for the bitter hands of fate have something far more sinister in mind that does away.
Hey, babe, are you in? Nah, nothing really. Nah, I'm just a bit tired. Listen, can I swing around yours for a few minutes? I just really miss you, babe. What the fuck do you mean you're busy? You fucking bitch! For fuck's sake!
Siren sounds approaching like a banshee in the night. The shrill cry of justice cutting like the sharpest knife. But Screech was never one to run, not one to miss a fight. One hand upon his blade, he turned to face the blue light.
Come on then, you fucking cunts, let's fucking have you then. I am Screech, I'm the boss, I'm the ender of men. You think that uniform you're wearing means that you own these streets? Well, these are my fucking streets, and they call me fucking Screech.
Richard was an officer who stood at 6'3", working London on the night shift, what he didn't think he'd see was a boy running at him like an animal possessed. With no time to hesitate, he fires 4 bullets at Screech. His chest.
Our story ends right at the start. Young Screech and poor Jenny lying 1 street apart. An officer shaken by the boy that he claimed. 2 bodies lay lifeless, and it's such a shame. It's such a shame.
units in the area. Please, could you respond? I was assaulted by a minor. I had no choice. I drew my gun. We have a wounded Caucasian male with 4 bullet wounds down. Please send an ambulance and backup here. Over and out.
London City, far from pretty, such a pity, such a shame. An officer at 6'3" left shaken by the boy he claimed. And flashing lights and prying eyes of London frame our boy's demise. And Lady Karma span her web quite quickly as poor Jenny died. And on this night, on Holy Night, a bitter twist awoke from sleep. The threads of fate had weaved their way between poor Jenny and young Screep. London City, far from pretty, devils live inside details. To set the scene, we must rewind the hands of time for Violet's tale. London City, far from pretty, 2005. A lady down in Paddington is fighting just to stay alive. Rhythmic beeps and bloodstained sheets, our lady weeps, she's tired and frail. To set the scene, we must rewind the hands of time for Violet's tale. Was a silent girl, grew up with violent starts. Her mother was a drinker and her father was a bastard. Every night he'd talk a tie but never left the room. I'll spare you of the things he did, I'm sure her mother knew. Violet was a silent girl, she moved out at 16. A semi-detached council flat, paid for by a welfare scheme. Packing shelves at Tesco, stacking jars like pickled bricks. She met a boy named Stevie and he was a little prick. Violet was a silent girl and Violet, she fell fast. See, Stevie was a wrong one, but he sure knew how to charm her. Every night he took a tie, but never left the room. History repeats itself, he'd paint her black and blue. And she never stood a chance. The devil comes to dance.
Violet, why are you always so quiet? On her bedroom door and he's irate. He's been drinking and smoking, he's up late. And he stands by her bedside, she shakes, but her eyes stay shut.
You fucking slut, I know you're up!
And he pinches her eyelids and folds them up.
Violet, why are you lying to me, Violet?
She stays silent, things turn violent. That's the sound of his fist when they fall like a crashing pilot.
Hit like hailstones, one to the collarbone, full force, full blown, blood splat, bone crack, knick knack, paddy whack, one to the jaw and the tooth spat, detach. Fist connects and disconnects the bone. A quick deflect to misdirect the blow, but nonetheless his punch has met her throat. Such a mess he's left her bruised and broke. Violet, why you always so quiet, Violet? Why you such a little liar, Violet? Do you think I wanna do this, Violet? In character, she stays silent. Whoa, say something, Violet! Silence. Fucking say something, Violet! Silence. Wait. Say something, Violet. Not one word, she stays quiet. London City, far from pretty, 2005. A lady rushed to Paddington, is fighting just to stay alive. The doctor, in a state of shock, saw something here so very wrong. See, Violet, she was pregnant. Poor Violet, she was 9 months gone. Turning to the doctor, Violet broke her silence and she cried, if I'm to die right here tonight, please let my baby stay alive. The doctor soon regained composure, called the surgeon to come in. As Violet's world turned to black, the curtains closed, the lights went dim. In London City, far from pretty, 2005, a lady down in Paddington just lost the fight to stay alive. A tragedy or a miracle, it happened on these very streets. Two twins are lying side by side. A girl named Jenny and a boy named Screech.
Well, I'm sorry about that. I shouldn't say sorry. I forgot how hard that song or songs are to listen to. Won't dwell on it too long. So up next, we're going to go with some John Cata, a favorite of mine. Usually when I play a Cata, it's accompanied with Mike Patton. But tonight is just, well, there's some Patton in there for sure. You'll hear it. This is definitely an original Cata kind of presentation. The song is Care off of his album, Thank You for Your Time. This song's a little easier to enjoy. Woo!
Thank you.
hope you enjoyed that one as well. That was... I really dig that song. It's got me just grinning. Grinning like a rat eating shit, I heard someone once say. Up next, we're going to go with a song that, right off the bat, you might think, what's this happening? What is this doing here? This song doesn't belong in the void. But as the song progresses, you'll know exactly why it's here. This is a Buckethead song off of one of his most, if not most, approachable albums. It's called Enter the Chicken. And it's called Buckethead and Friends because Buckethead hired singers for most of the songs, if not all of them. And this song features Serge Tankian, the lead singer of System of a Down.
Way I am, suck your big bone.
This next one is a trip into the strange. A little stranger than usual, I guess. Maybe not stranger than usual. It's a musician or producer, whatever you want to call him, solo artist, kind of like myself. Calls himself Vessel. His name is Sebastian. And this is a song off of his album, Punish Honey. The song is called King to Cole.
This next tune's pretty weird, too. I don't remember that weird French experimental composer Pierre Henry. I played there a while ago with, what was his name? Jean-Michel Jarre. Well, this is him collaborating with the band Spooky Tooth. This is a song called The Offering off of the album Ceremony, an Electric Mass.
Everlasting God, accept this offering I make to thee. Like all those here, so bring us salvation. Oh God, who's built all that man has had, let us use bread and wine in our friendship with you, who designed to share our man with Christ. Let us have. Let us have salvation.
Time again. I kind of let time slip away a little farther than usual before I say goodbye. Right now you're listening to Soft Machine. It's a wonderful little tune off of their fourth album called Fourth. The song is called Virtually, Part 4. So, I still haven't decided what I'm going to do with The Void here at the end of the year. I'm thinking long and hard about it. It almost seems like I should just pass the torch from this onto this podcast I'll be doing with Perry, because our first episode will be coming out right around the same time the year and the odometer rolls over for this one. But I don't know if I can do it. I still think I might need my show. I think I'm going to broaden the horizon either way if I do it. It'll still be experimental, it'll still be weird. It'll still be covered with my own music and who knows what. There'll be less rules, is all I'm saying. If it sounds like there's any rules at all. Sorry to talk over such a beautiful little song here. So with me saying that, I'll say this. Love from the Void.